Child Views. Baptism in the Temple. Last year when I was 6, my whole family went to the Memphis, Tennessee Temple open house. My favorite part was the baptismal font, and I was excited to learn that I could go there in 6 years and do baptisms for the dead. My favorite song before we went to the temple was "I Love to See the Temple." Then about a week after we went there, Mom sang "When Jesus Christ Was Baptized" as a bedtime song, and it became my favorite song. After she sang the second verse, I asked her to sing the third verse. She said that there was no third verse. I said, "It needs a third verse, a verse about being baptized in the temple for our ancestors." The next morning, our family went to visit a ward that was about an hour away. On the way there, Mom and Dad and I wrote this verse to add to the song, and we want to share it with you. "And in the holy temple we serve our kindred dead. Be baptized by immersion as we stand in their stead. Then they will be members of Heavenly Father's kingdom, and then be sealed together as one big family." Mom and Dad go to the temple often now, and when they come back, I always ask how many ancestors were sealed to their families. So far, more than 200 have been sealed in our temple. I am thankful that Heavenly Father has given us a prophet to lead and guide us today, and that President Hinckley had a vision of so many temples. Now I only have 5 years to wait before I can go to the temple and do baptisms for the dead. Sarah Denning, age 7, Conway, Arkansas. Trouble sleeping. When I was real little, my family and I lived in Aleppo, Syria. I had trouble sleeping. I took my dolls and played with them on my bed. A couple of times I took my markers and colored my sister's face. I got in a lot of trouble for that. One night, my dad came into my bedroom and brought some consecrated oil. He gave me a blessing, and since then, as far as I can remember, I haven't had any trouble sleeping. Ashley Miller, age 10, Yona, Guam. Mean cartoons. When I was watching Saturday morning cartoons at my friend's house, one of them showed mean things being done. I said, "Mommy told me not to watch mean cartoons." My friend turned off the TV and we played games instead. I felt good inside. Frederick Goff, age 4, Linden, Utah. Note: the friend welcomes your letters sharing a spiritual experience, your testimony, or your feelings about the Friend magazine. Send them to Child Views, Friend Magazine, 24th floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3226. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of the article, Child Views. F.H.E.